dig it.
Hey, wait, bring that thing on here, man. Let the kids dig this. You getting that okay? Dig. Bring that back here. Now listen to this.
I'll just say what I got to say.
Damn, right.
I'm here to destroy this fucked up system. I will do it. That's why I got the job. I said, let it be me. I said, use my hands. I will use our strength. Let's fucking burn it to the ground.
1995. This is the year I met Anton Newcombe and his band, the Brian Jonestown Massacre. Anton was by far the craziest and most talented musician I had ever met. I'm Courtney Taylor from the Dandy Warhols. Anton was my friend and my enemy, the greatest inspiration, and ultimately, the greatest regret. This is the story of us and our bands over 7 years.
To get down here.
We just gotta get the amps and just move in, baby.
Hi,
Carbo.
Hi.
I've been waiting to meet you.
Hey, pleased to meet you.
Hi.
So where do you want to go play tonight?
Right.
Seriously.
Fucking here.
I guess we gotta take the shit back to the practice space anyways.
No, let's go somewhere.
No, we gotta have a revolution, man. We just gotta usher this shit in.
If somebody wants to distribute our records and allow us absolute freedom, then I'm not opposed to people making money. It's just, it's a mafia. And until they can write the letter that I'm writing, they are the postman and I'm the letter writer, period. End of discussion.
We got a party to go to tonight. We got a party to play, yeah.
All right, great man.
Gonna play a party?
210 Waller Street.
Hello, hello, are you guys ready? Ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce a band that knows where I live, the Brian Jonestown Massacre.
About Jonestown, it's real. It's the band that you love to hate and the band that you hate to love. Live performances are infamous for them.
It's my 12th time I've seen
Brian Jonestown.
Really? 12.
Just within 6 months.
I was completely blown away. I've never seen anything like that. It was like so retro and so the future. It was mayhem on stage. 3 guitar players, tambourine player, an insane singer. The music was fantastic. I've never seen anything like it.
The only band I've ever made the effort to go and see in the last 3 years is Brian Jonestown.
Anton, to me, is the best 60s revivalist there has been since the 60s.
What made it so interesting was that it was not an act of invention. It was not based off of any pretense of crafting something new. It was a thoroughly postmodern music. It was a pastiche of everything.
Musically, he's a genius. Oh, I think he has an incredible ear for music and for reinterpreting the past and putting it in the future. It's American heritage reinterpreted.
Anton created this kind of scene, and everyone else has built upon it.
This is one of my friend's bands that between us and a couple other bands, we're actually going to kick off a full musical revolution. So forget about the other bands. This is a whole nother level of American underground that I'm going to help expose. So tell me right now you've never ever heard the Dandy Warhols before.
I've never heard the Dandy Warhols before.
Well, let's just see what they sound like.
So get ready for a massive concussion of rock and roll with the Dandy Warhols.
Of music together, we're really good friends.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we've got a full-scale revolution going on.
Oh.
Really bitching.
In Portland?
Yeah, we're neighbors. We're building a studio.
Is that right? Where you're building a studio? Outside?
Yeah, we're getting down. We're gonna take over the world. Yeah.
And
we're going to show you how to do it, too.
How to take over the world?
Fuck
in
yeah.
5 steps?
On your movie.
We actually got a tape of Anton's, like, about the same time we formed the band. And then a year later, we went down to San Francisco to play some parties, and sure enough, Anton walked in, and we definitely recognized him instantly. There could be nobody else.
We're playing, and these two guys walk in, just like Mr. Cool in their black leather junkie jackets and all this stuff, and we're like, all right, who's that?
They just looked amazing. Like, they had the fucking coolest hair, and they were styled out, like, so hip, that it was like, it kind of intimidated us. We were like, oh my God, you know? This is kind of what we expected from a big city, you know? It's like, oh shit. And then we just like hung out all night and just got fucking loaded.
Yes, won't you join us? God, that E just wore off in a hot second.
It was awesome. We had like the best time.
Right on, brother.
So we got the best band in America.
Wow.
They're so fucking amazing. No label will touch them. They're so crazy. I've never seen them eat. All I've seen them do is like drink liquor and snort drugs. That's all they do, you know?
Costume change.
They're just our buddies. They're our alter egos in some way, inspiring each other to create and be successful.
Our bands played together a lot over the next couple years, and it was rock.
Say, you know, well, what music do you like at the moment? And I would say, you know, Brian Jonestown Massacre and the Dandy Warhols. Jonestown and the Dandies have a window of opportunity. They can relate to suburban people, drug people, and they can also relate to literary people, and also to people who have some real knowledge of how music develops.
In 1996, my band, the Dandy Warhols, were in a studio in our hometown of Portland, Oregon, recording our first album for Capitol Records. Now, unlike the Brian Jonestown Massacre, we had just signed with a major label, and of course, they thought we were going to be the next big thing.
They have the potential to be a